How Long Gone is here. It's our game day podcast, annual Super Bowl episode. I'm DJ Them Jeans. Chris Black is in the building. I just recorded for 5 minutes and my Zoom recorder died. So it's kind of like a new lease on life, first day out mentality. How do you feel?
All you podcasters know what it's like when the Zoom malfunctions. You know, no matter no matter what, the cursed Zoom can touch all of us in a bad way. I'm good.
Luckily, I still have my Zoom roadside protection plan, so I just I call a number and they come and check.
You have Zoom triple.
They switch out my double A's for me.
You have Zoom triple A. Yeah, I don't know why this thing. Maybe it's because we use them so much that it's just there's got to be room for error. You know what I mean? It's just there's going to be a problem at some point when you use anything this much. But I do feel like I'm always
podcaster's law.
I'm very paranoid though about the Zoom,
as one should be. This is why people have backup plans with backup plans, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. And that's why we should have more backup plans and we don't usually. But that's okay. You know, we're here now. It's all good.
Well, once we make more money than, you know, like when something like Bad Bunny's doing a show and, you know, there's the laptop that's playing the music has a backup and that laptop has a backup and that laptop has a backup. You know, we don't have as much to lose is what I'm saying.
No, we don't. We definitely don't. Thank you.
Any hoozle.
I like you comparing us to Bad Bunny. That's a strange, that's really one to pull out of your hat there. But okay, so you went to the Director's Bureau Valentine's Day party last night, so you're feeling less than fresh. Is that what I'm understanding?
I'm frazzled. I'm game day fried, if I can keep it 1,000 with you. But I think being hungover on the Super Bowl Sunday is sort of, it's better. It makes you calm down more.
Yeah, no, you're too excited. You're all your your bookie, you talked to your bookie, you were more calm, all of your FanDuel accounts, you know, you remembered the passwords and stuff, so you're kind of good to go. Did you pre-order the hot wings or did you forget? We talked about this.
I don't fucking order food on game day. I make it from scratch. Okay. I built the oven.
So what are you?
And then I make
the
wings in it, bitch.
That's what are you making for game day, loser? Go ahead and tell everybody.
TJ's game day recipe plan. I'm glad you asked.
Which 7-layer dip are you making?
I'm not doing a 7 this year. It is, and also really quick, happy Lunar New Year to all the Asian homies listening. Much love and respect. I'm making an onion dip. Actually, I already made the onion dip yesterday.
Okay.
Because it needs 24 hours to marinate, and when you make it all from scratch, it takes time for all those flavors to sort of gel with my mayonnaise and sour cream base.
Uh-huh.
If you just get the powdered mix, then it's easily absorbed.
Sure.
In, you know, half an hour, but I need 24. That's kind of what I'm working with, playa.
Okay, so you have a onion dip to make.
Working with the monster.
To make your breath smell. Is there anything that tastes good, or is that kind of all you got on deck?
You don't like onion dip? Oh, yeah, you don't like onion dip.
I mean, I don't hate onion.
What kind of ex-fat boy are you?
Dips are dips. The only dip, and this could be argued that this isn't even a dip, but guacamole is basically the only dip that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that a dip, though?
I would say guacamole is a dip.
Okay.
I mean, you're not allowed to say that as a white devil, but
of course, of course.
Since I have Latinx running through these thick veins, I got I got Tapatio running through these thick veins.
So you're able to, okay, so as a white man, I should not comment on if guacamole is a dip or condiment or a
you
side.
Could say, well, because guacamole is a dip to you.
Okay.
Your white brain.
Yes.
But to my people, it's, you know, it's not, it's like saying, you're saying guacamole is a song, whereas it is a genre. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
It's dip is just one arrow in the quiver of guacamole.
It touches many genres, and that's probably true, actually. But I'm not.
And in parts of Orange County, guacamole is a lifestyle.
I would say. Yeah, I mean, parts of. Yeah.
I know many people in community college who base their entire identity around guacamole and things that you can do with it.
I don't know why, but for some reason, when I think of community college, I do think of Orange County. And I don't know if that's from talking to you for so many years, or if that's like, there's community colleges everywhere. That's a hallmark of American society. But for some reason, Orange County just screams community college. That's like a defining characteristic of the beautiful borough.
Yeah. Well, I think the nice, a through line there, community college is for people who like just don't really care that much and don't really have a plan.
Yes.
But in Orange County, like money is not the issue because everyone there is rich. Not everyone, but you know, like they would love to be going to a different school if they were smart enough.
I was going to say,
not this has to do
Bro, I just was kind of focused on my surfing, so my grades weren't great.
Yeah.
And that's...
I think the third DUI kept kept them from applying themselves in high school.
When you get your third DUI in the lowered Celica, life is looking dim.
Hey, chill, bro. Chill. Low miles on this Integra.
So what are you... Okay, so you have a dip. I assume that's got some other stuff to kind of fill out the meal. It's not just a dip.
Oh, no, honey. There's obviously a kettle chip going on with the onion dip. I would have gone Ruffles, but I feel gross after eating Ruffles.
I like Ruffles a lot because they bring me back to my childhood, but I also agree with you that they make me feel kind of gross. But also, I think because of the popularity of the Kettle brand chip, we are so used to that diabolical crunch that when I don't get it, I'm unsatisfied. I'm dissatisfied.
I agree. And I love the crunch of a kettle, but I think just knowing, like when you see the Kettle brand or like, I don't know, we're so used to eating a little artisanal made compared to when we're like, also you can compare it to like getting like a really dope piece of chocolate from cookbook versus having like a Milky Way bar.
Yes, no, sure.
Like after you eat like you eat a Snickers bar and you're just like, oh, I feel like fuck, like what the fuck? Or like you have like, you know, Dreyer's ice cream or something like that compared to like, you know, my Strauss dairy whole, you know, raw milk thingy, whatever. You just feel nastier. Anyway, but we're going to make some game day burger sliders.
Okay. Oh, wow.
We were watching the David Chang live cooking show. He's trying to sort of figure out what the next burger evolution is going to be making smash burgers.
That's great. That's what I was wondering who was going to tell me what the next burger was. And I thought Asian chef and Momofuku founder David Chang is the guy I'm looking to. Is he a pit boss too? What else are you going to tell me about this guy?
He's on the forefront of food innovation, and he always has been. That's one of the only things that I like about him. He has a very scientific mind.
Great. Congratulations. Does the burger need to be re-engineered again? How many more ways can it be cooked?
Well, I think it's not necessarily what's the next version as much as as it is like we don't need something new, but just like what is going to happen. Yeah, I mean, like cyclical anything of like we've been living in this smash burger purgatory for a couple years now.
What's next?
By now it's like now we're doing this, you know. So he's just predicting that there's going to be a sea change in the burger space. And that's all I'm saying, Chris.
Okay.
A sea change in the burger space.
What is Milk Bar founder?
That's my favorite Mars Volta song.
What does he have to say? So what is the prediction then? After all this hubbub, I need you to deliver on what the prediction is.
Okay. Well, he was doing, I hope you're sitting down. He did his own meat blend, of course. Three different types of
different
cuts of beef that you grind, you hand grind. Wow. Nothing is better than a hand ground burger.
Of course.
You don't know what's in there.
Well, is there a mix of different games, or is it all from the beef family?
No. It's not. It is not interspecies.
There's no elk. Okay, that's okay. Yeah, my burgers.
Bro, low key elk is so good.
I love the idea of a burger place having to put on the menu that their patties are not interspecies. Just to let the to let the diner know that they're dealing with 100% USDA approved beef.
Because most people who wait in line for 3 hours to eat a hamburger definitely know and have heard the word interspecies before.
Yeah, no,
100%. They're like, is that the new Dune movie?
Dude, Timmy's so good in that one.
So he makes a blend. You know, there's like short rib, brisket, chuck, or whatever. He grinds it. I think he adds fat to it. So first, the first thing he's saying, 80-20 meat to fat ratio, that's out for a burger. We need a 70-30. Chris, what say you?
I mean, that seems like a very, very minuscule change to the recipe, but I'm not a chef or a food scientist, but I don't feel like bumping up the fat ratio 10%. Can it really change the architecture of the burger that much?
Yes, it can. And as well as the flavor.
Okay. So it is. So you're saying this 10% is...
I mean, it's like saying, maybe put this in another term that you don't understand, like alcohol percent, you know, like having a wine that's 15% versus a wine that's 25% alcohol. It's not going to be, you're not going to like start crying and vomiting like you just did a fucking Jaeger shot, but the note is it'll be a noticeable difference.
Okay. And so you're saying that this will change the burger's flavor. Will it also change how the burger cooks?
Yeah, it will. Not a ton on how it will cook, but it'll sort of change how everything squishes together and holds or doesn't hold if done incorrectly, which David Chang always does incorrectly.
Oh.
But his other big innovation thing is burgers need to be dipped, perhaps, and not sauced up. So he's saying you get the burger and it's like has the, you know, the secret sauce on it or the spread or whatever, my donkey sauce, my comeback sauce, my whatever, you know, everyone has like their own like dumbass, you know, thigh tat, fat chick, Austin kind of vibe going on. And he's saying that it turns into a sloppy mess. So you get a little burger. It's kind of like a slider vibe on like a King's Hawaiian roll situation. Little beef, onion, cheese, you sizzle it up,
look,
and then you dip
into
a sauce.
This is the first thing you've said that David Chang and I agree on. I think a dip is a great idea, and I'm behind this idea 100%. I don't want any funky sauces, though. Let's like pump the brakes a little bit.
Well, a cool thing about his sauce, I don't remember exactly what went into it, but it started off with ground beef. Like, he just took some ground beef and cooks that down as the base. So it's kind of like feeding the babies to the mama in so many ways.
That's giving like French dip to me or something.
It's like, not really. It's kind of, I don't know. It was more like it's like a steak au poivre kind of vibe brought to, you know, a lot of butter and cream and some onions and garlic and maybe some brandy or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was an interesting idea to just be like, yeah, what is a good ingredient to add to this burger dipping sauce to make it taste awesome? Just burger meat. What a twisted idea.
Yeah, that seems...
It's like if I was making a turkey sandwich at home and I had little pieces of chopped up turkey in my mayonnaise or something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it tastes good. The guy knows what he's doing. At least he does with noodles. But
Yeah.
It does seem a little funky to do that, but I guess that's why he's at the bleeding edge of culinary culture.
Yeah.
And innovation.
It's another opportunity to add some Maillard reaction. I don't need to get into the weeds with you about this stuff, though.
So what is your, are you inspired by Chang's new burger idea?
Korea World is a new cookbook written by Dookie Hong and friend of the show, Matt Rodbard. The New York Times best-selling authors of the book Koreatown.
Korea World is a vibrant exploration of the evolution of Korean cuisine, both in Korea and in Korea towns across the United States, with more than 75 bold, flavor-packed recipes and stunning photography.
The authors take an inside look at the exciting evolution of Korean food through stories of chefs, home cooks, as well as recipes that are shaping modern Korean cuisine.
The book begins in Seoul, where the barbecue scene is pushing into new territory, and where the city's third wave coffee culture is exploding.
The tour continues with late night food adventures in Los Angeles, my hometown, and stops into the kitchens of innovative chefs from New York City to Portland, who are putting modern spins on Korean classics.
Recipes include giant short ribs, whole fried smash rockfish, and pineapple kimchi fried rice.
I'm sad I didn't get to name the foods and you did. Korea World is essential reading for anyone curious about the future of food.
Available wherever books are sold.
This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Babbel. I fancy myself a trilinguist myself, but it usually only applies when I'm ordering food in restaurants. So, you know, I'm picking up Babbel so I can have some more conversational Spanish, Vietnamese, and other languages. I feel like everyone knows the food stuff, but, you know, taking an extra step in case you're in a situation when you're traveling, you're in the hills of Oaxaca, you don't have service for your little Google Translate shit, learn it the old-fashioned way with Babbel.
Do the work. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off, that's more than half, at babbel.com/howlong, spelled babbel.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That 50% off discount is great, as I am unfortunately fluent in broken knees. Carolyn is.
Okay.
Carolyn's going to give it a try. We're not going to do the dip sauce all crazy. She's just going to make a regular sauce for it. And then I got some Mary's chilled, air chilled organic wings. Got some wings, and we had some prime gluten-free pizza a couple days ago. So, you know, we have some prime ranch still kind of burning a hole in our pocket in the fridge.
I love the prime ranch because I always have to get that, and they... which is disgusting and I don't approve of this, but then they really love to charge for that ranch. Like there is no, like I'll be like,
every place charges for ranch now.
Yeah. But it's a little like I spent fucking $75 on gluten-free pizza. I forgot to put it in my cart and they're like, okay, yeah, $1 please. And you got to give them a fucking, you know what I mean? That's why it's annoying. They should charge for it. Of course. That's fine. But if I forget it, and I'm spending money with you, don't make me get a dollar out. Don't, you cheap fuck.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean?
We used to live in a society. And I also like you using that fun rich guy term for your pizza buying. Look, if I'm spending money with you,
like I don't even mean it like
private
that.
Jet company that you've been working
like
with,
this, or this like prime, this gluten free prime pizza ain't cheap, dude. It ain't Jet Suite X, but it ain't cheap. You know,
like you're a VIP client at Hermes or something. Look, we've been spending a lot of money.
Yeah,
with
I'm a VIP. I've spent a lot of money with you over the years.
I have a solution for you that your life partner will like more than you, which is. You can get the little sides of ranch, you know, the little 1 ounce plastic ramekin cup of ranch for a couple bucks. Or you can literally get a 16 ounce plastic container like you'd be getting, you know, a juice press in full of ranch. And that costs $6 only, which is literally cheaper than
smart
going to like Kroger and getting like the ranch dressing in the refrigerator aisle. You know what I mean?
But is the ranch at Prime actually that good, or is it just part of the pizza experience for many people, so it's heightened in their minds? Is it any different than a Hidden Valley squeeze bottle? Let's be honest.
The ranch is good, Jerry. The ranch is good.
Okay. I believe you.
The ranch is good.
So you have a nice spread for tonight, and what's going to happen if your team loses? Are you going to be able to handle it? Can you, because I know you're an emotional guy.
Well, that's the thing. I was at Fish King a couple days ago, and the guy who was cutting up my chicken for me was like, who do you want to win? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it real with you, Chief. I'm not exactly sure who's playing in the Super Bowl. And then
I like that you look at least you present as straight enough for someone to ask you that. I don't think anyone's ever asked me in my entire life who I'm rooting for in the big game.
Well, I'm a little bit more of an approachable cat than you are. You're giving back off, and I'm giving what's your name? You know what I mean?
Back off. Okay.
You're giving back off, Buster.
You haven't even processed. You're just there to see which leather pants Usher wears and how fast he takes his shirt off.
Y'all, I'm here for the commercials, y'all. I was talking to my aunt who lives in Virginia yesterday, and we were both lamenting how they used to be funnier. That they used to be funnier and now they're just weird.
She's right.
They used to just straight up be funny.
Yeah.
And now it's a competition to see how bizarre and absurd and, you know, like this Geico insurance ad, it needs to have Tim Robinson level, like Andre.
It's insane.
Like Eric Andre type shit. Somebody has to get shot insane out of a baby, like a beached whale.
Yeah.
In order to go viral.
The big thing, the rumor that I'm hearing though, Jason, is the big ad is Beyonce announcing her residency.
In Vegas?
In Vegas at the Sphere.
Oh, yeah, shit.
At the Sphere.
Oh, damn.
We'll find out. Tickets starting at $7.50. So, you know, it's something, a little something light. You know what I mean?
I'm about to go fill the mother toilet up with mother piss now.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have not, like no
when
idea.
When some when a mother is mothering.
I'm so against mother's mothering. Like, I hate all of it. I hate the term. I think it's applied to the wrong people. You can't have more than one mother. Who is it? Is it Lana? Is it Beyonce? Is it Gaga? Pick one. You can't. They can't all be mother. Some of them are aunts. You know what I mean? They can't all be mother.
I love when Chris tries out new material.
That's not even new material.
Have you seen these mothers? Last time I checked, I only had one mommy.
No, I'm just like, everybody can't be mother. No one can agree on who mother is. That's all.
Well, the thing I was referring to is like, people complain like, how come nobody like talks normally anymore? And then they like quote tweet a thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Just
it's like, why can't gay guys talk normally?
Yeah. They're saying like, oh, like the weather's nice today. And it's like, Mother Nature is absolutely serving cunt with my
I do know.
So they're making fun of people. So when Kim Petras shows a cool photo of herself doing something, and it's like, I just filled my mother toilet up I made a deposit in the mother bank and
no, you're right. I know what you're talking about. It's always like, why can't gay guys just talk normal? And it's a quote about like exactly what you're saying.
Well, it's affecting my life too, since I steal all of my content from gay Twitter, a little bit of black Twitter. This is what I have to do. So I have to participate in the convo or else I'm irrelevante.
Of course. No, and I'm praying for you, but
I saw Tina Fey doing clips saying yes, girlfriend. And I'm like, oh shit, I need to step it up a little bit. I need to queen harder than queen.
I saw that. I want the Chiefs to lose, because that would be better for the storyline of the fake relationship that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are in. And I think it would kind of put a kibosh on the whole thing. If they lose, I think they break up within a small time window.
Why? What do you think will be? She's going to be like, "Why'd you lose that game, you fucking idiot? We're done," kind of thing, or it'll just begin the domino effect.
I think. Jason,
3.5 months from now, they're going to call it off.
I know that you've fucked a lot of athletes in your time, but you know it's kind of, if they ain't winning, it ain't really good for anyone.
They had an athletic build.
I wouldn't say. I mean, athlete is strong, but athletic build. No, I think the relationship is fake, and it's done what it needs to do. It's made everyone quite a lot of money, and the Super Bowl is kind of the end of the road for that money making period for now. And I think that if they lose, it's just, I don't know if the love is strong enough, Jason. You know what I mean? I don't know if the love is strong enough to keep that relationship afloat, because there's no games for her to go to for 4 months. So she's going to lose interest.
Well, she's a film director now, so she's got to get on set.
I understand all of that,
I agree with you, but also when they made The Godfather, they probably weren't planning a sequel, but you know what? This is such a win for everyone. I think we should do it again. You know, it could set us up for a sequel, right?
Yeah, I like that you are equating real human relationships to the fictional film and television sector of entertainment, but I think that this is more...
I like that you're calling this fictional relationship a real human relationship. That was definitely not crafted by our friends at William Morris Endeavor.
No. I think she was looking for something different. You know, after she got that toxic Maddie Healy dick, she was like, I want some regular ass, you know, white guy who gets a fade every week dick.
I need a short hair. I need a domestic short hair.
Yeah, exactly. She went Westminster dog show mode and said, I need a short hair. I think that she went.
She needed
so
a guy
far.
Who had thicker thighs than she does.
Yeah, she only dates gay actors and then Maddie Healy. So the athlete was kind of the final frontier. It's one box she hadn't checked. The next box
Maddie Healy is a pretty gay guy, but he's more straight than Travis Kelce.
Oh yeah, way more straight than Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is it?
That's on crit.
Travis Kelce, you could catch him coming out of somewhere weird in Atlanta on the DL, if you know what I'm saying. You could definitely catch him.
Travis splash out, and he comes out from the massage parlor, but it's the other kind of massage parlor, the different one that daddy's friend goes to sometimes.
Hey, I'm just saying
the one that saying. The one that Andrews knows about.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's Blake's on the Park vibes for Travis Kelce. But I think that the final frontier for the only genre of man left for Taylor to settle down with is older rich guy, which is where most women want to end up. You know what I mean? If they've been through the ringer with all these famous guys and athletes and, you know, actor, blah, blah, blah. The final frontier is kind of like a 52-year-old, you know, low-level billionaire that's also cool, though. You know, I think that's
what... Okay, well, you said ringer, and that Bill Simmons.
Okay, so is Bill Simmons single? I couldn't... I mean...
Bill Simmons is not single, but he is a low-level... wealthy person in his mid-50s. I think he would probably leave his wife for Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, he's going to have a midlife. I mean, he's so rich that he's going to have multiple midlife crises, and only Taylor could benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm going to watch the big game. I have no plans. I might have to hit upside, get some Zaza to really get in the mood.
Well, actually, and also speaking of my party last night, it was the second year in a row where I stole a full pizza from the party. He orders Joe's Pizza around the corner. They do heart-shaped pizzas for Valentine's Day. So I have a heart-shaped pizza in my refrigerator right now. And the irony, we were talking with Ed Cumming about how Valentine's Day is just shit and you just rock up and get a heart-shaped pizza and it's all fucked up. And then I'm straight up. That's what I had for breakfast this morning. Cold heart-shaped pizza.
That sounds pretty good.
A nice grandma heart slice.
Oh, grandma heart. That takes some strong wrists to kind of work that dough into the shape. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's...
I didn't know they
could do it. It ain't easy, brother. It ain't easy.
I went to a fashion show last night for this brand Form, and it was on 37th Street and 10th Avenue. And then I was sitting next to Curtis Kulig and Laura Riley of the great newsletter magazine. And then Curtis and I walked all the way back downtown.
Ooh.
And I think it, cause the weather was really nice. It was like a really nice night. We haven't seen each other in a while. So we caught up and my dogs are barking like they've maybe never barked before.
What was her shoe story?
That's the problem, Jason. It affected my workout. That's why I'm upset, is because I was my legs were just so cooked that I was doing my squats.
You're like,
today.
Of all the days to exactly. Wear my fucking tabbies, right?
Exactly. No, it was I got these new boots from The Row that are like basically just, I wanted to find the best, most expensive version of Blundstones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that style of boot, because I have other stuff.
Sure.
And they have a nice, chunky, toothy Vibram sole that I obviously am very attracted to, but maybe not the best. They're not broken in fully yet, let's say. So the dogs are fucking barking, and I have to wear sneakers today. Basically, it's the only way. That's all. I have to repair what ails.
I mean, what other shoe do you wear on game day, Chris?
That's a good point. I mean, that's a good point.
This is a day where you just chill at home. You throw the Uggs on. You throw the Miu Miu flats, whatever it may be, and you just chill.
I wanted to talk to you, yeah, because I have my Under Armour sneakers in Chiefs colors that are kind of perfect for today. That's true.
sorry. Go ahead.
Alex got me some Ugg indoor like slides, and man, do they deliver. This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by booking.com. booking.yeah. From cozy bed and breakfast to trendy boutique hotels, with so many choices across the beautiful United States of America, you can book whoever you want to be. That can look like booking a 5-star hotel to indulge your luxury side, that's me, or booking a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side.
So spring has sprung, the sun is out, the sun is shining, I can't wait to get to New York. Check out booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S.
Booking.yeah.
Book whoever you want to be on booking.com. Booking.yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding, like a dog. You know, you have a great head of hair, Jason. Can you speak on this?
Yeah, you hear this? That's my thick Nutrafol bottle shaking in there. You open up the lid, a little ASMR. It says, keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
It says that on the inside of the lid. Motivational. The pills look like a classic turmeric supplement, so it'll be familiar going down your mouth, but it doesn't have that sting of turmeric.
Mm.
What it does have is the sting of visibly thicker, healthier hair.
Let's go. Yeah, so if you have any hair thinning, shedding, or any other hair issues, Nutrafol has a proactive approach, and it has been known to improve hair growth, decrease shedding, add visible thickness, and it's a clinically effective formula. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off the first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HOWLONG. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code HOWLONG. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code HOWLONG.
When you say an indoor slide, is this like a mule?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
Is this a game day mule?
It's a slipper that's got kind of like a fuzzy, nice lining. It's a brown, kind of a chestnut suede.
What's the sole, though?
The sole is, I don't know. Let me look.
Is it a hard sole, or is it like a chill slippy?
No, it's a hard sole. I mean, you could probably wear them outside if you're a slob. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But, you know, if you want to do that, I'm sure you can. But they
throw those on with the SpongeBob's
exactly,
pajama
exactly.
pants. And
but I got to say, man, these things are unbelievable. Absolutely.
I think there's a small to medium chance that I also own those and I receive them.
Yeah, you
as
probably
a gift
do.
From my forever wife.
You probably
and
do.
They are quite num-num for bopping around the house. But yeah, you can't go outside with them. They'll be tarnished, right?
But I couldn't believe how good they were. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, but it's really helping my feet heal today after stomping all the way downtown last night.
Yeah. I mean, I would maybe do legs up the wall, get a little blood flow going. Yeah.
Great idea.
Something to think about.
Great idea.
Well, speaking of recovery mode, I have an update from our good friends over at the Iron Neck Corporation. They finally sent my neck arrived today on Super Bowl Sunday. Try that in a small town.
Now, okay, so now that you got it, can we stop fucking giving them free press? Are you done? Or are we going to have to keep talking about it?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call giving them free press because me calling them pussies.
No, that is...
Me saying that they're a bunch of pussies.
Jason, they make a neck strengthening device. They love being called pussies. Are you kidding me? That's their fucking... that gets them fired the fuck up. That's their pre-workout.
Well, I haven't had a chance to unbox yet. Of course, I will follow my reels on Instagram. But I mean, I don't... I don't know. Like my neck. Do you know how big your neck is in inches?
No, I don't. I mean,
I think I'm like a 17 inch.
I think I'm, I was going to
say. Like when you get like a Brooks Brothers shirt.
I think I'm 17 and a half maybe. I think.
Yeah. I mean, there's no scenario where your neck is not bigger than mine.
No, definitely not. Just,
yeah.
And that's not even, I mean, you know, that's not even, I'm not super proud of that, you know, or anything.
I'm proud of my snatch little neck, and this neck works too. But yeah, I'm hoping to put an inch of neck on before Easter, we'll call it. Does that sound good? Before Coachella week two.
Why do you want a thicker neck? Because your head is kind of peanut style.
I don't necessarily want a thicker neck, but I feel like, what else do you do with an iron neck, right?
No, but you shame these people into sending you their $500 device, but you don't really...
It's not $500, is it?
I think it's quite expensive. Or at least there's...
Oh, sick!
There's one that is, I think. Maybe they probably sent you the starter pack. They didn't send you the Joe Rogan special.
Okay, well, I have a Deadstock new inbox iron neck available. If just hit the bang the DM, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle.
Check my stories. I'm doing a sidewalk sale later. I'll have it with some of my used clothing. I'll also have an iron neck fresh in box. No problem.
Yeah, this is a private sale offline. Brokers, reach out. I didn't know it was worth that much money. I'm absolutely selling it. Just kidding, Iron Neck. I'm going to use this shit.
I feel like I looked into it before and I was stunned at how much it costs.
Well, because I do some neck workouts with my bands and stuff. And if you do it the right way and you have like the right form, I guess, like it could be like an ab workout or a core workout, if that makes sense.
Yeah, neck is just too dangerous. Too many things can go wrong.
Says the guy who jacks off to chiropractor videos every day where it looks like somebody just died every 5 seconds.
Those are professionals.
All I'm doing is killing my fucking gains.
Those are professionals. You're not a professional at almost anything. And I don't trust you with this kind of high-powered neck device.
It's not a machine that moves my body. I move it. I'm the daddy. I'm the captain.
Yes, I know, but
I'm the captain of my own neck.
So you're trying to convince me that you... You aren't kind of clumsy, flailing. You know, you act like there's a lot of room for error in the Them Jeans.
I'm not
universe.
Necessarily saying that. I'm a silly guy. I'm fun. I like to play around and have jokes in the gym. I'm all business.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah,
we all know that.
Yeah, I know you are. When you're when you're making friends with I can't remember the guy's name. What's the Armenian band?
System of a Down.
Yeah.
When you're... Best band. Best band for music.
Best band for music. I'm glad you got this product that will absolutely get used for 1 week and then sit in the garage next to some other e-bikes or, you know, other assorted items that you've received.
Next to my brand new.
Kind of called out.
No, 0 miles. Electric e-bike also available. Hit my DMs.
I've taken the electric out for a spin, so it's been driven off the lot, so the price has got to go down a little bit.
Oh, the price is down.
The price is
the
down.
The price reflects as soon as you drive it off the driveway. Yeah, it goes down 40%.
You're missing
so out. What was so yesterday a weird thing happened. I was hitting Starbucks to pick up a couple sous vide egg bites. And there's a new flavor of sous vide egg bite. I wanted to try it. It was like a potato chive. It's in a square. It's not circle. It's insane.
Hold on. Do we say flavor when we're talking about sous vide egg bites? Is that the right term?
I guess you would say it's a different skew.
Okay.
For you.
Thank you for putting it. Okay. Thanks for dumbing it down for me. I apologize. Okay.
Yeah. I guess it was a different kind. Like,
yeah,
you don't go to sub. You know, do you go to Subway and be like, "All right, what are your sandwich flavors?" This is a tuna flavored sandwich. This one is a meatball flavored sandwich. But anyway, I would the Apple Pay wasn't working. I didn't have my wallet on me, and it was like $12 or something with tax and tip. And this woman behind me was like, "Oh, I'll just pay for it."
This is a known trend of people paying it forward.
Well, the thing was I was just there by myself and it looked like I was just like trying to buy a coffee.
Let me ask you a question. what this woman looked like.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Was she trying to fuck?
Was she bad at least? Was she semi-bad? Was she not bad at all?
She was bad looking.
Okay. So this wasn't a flirtatious. She was just trying to do this because this is kind of what she wanted to do.
She had a beautiful spirit and soul. That's true.
But she thought she was buying you a $3 cup of fucking Pike's Place, and you come through with the $12 egg bites. She's like, well, I guess I already agreed to this, so fuck it.
I mean, I refused and thanked her many, many times, but I was thinking, because I don't know, I was there solo. I was riding my bike home from the gym, so I'm wearing like shorts and like a helmet on. I'm not serving Yum Yum.
Damn, bro. Your suburban lifestyle blows my fucking mind. You riding a bike with a helmet stopping at Starbucks on the way home is some twisted shit. Twisted.
And also, this is a Starbucks inside of a Ralph's. Try that in a big town. And I was at Equinox right before, and this is the first time this has ever happened at Equinox. A guy came up to me. And he's like, yo, big fan of the pod. I've been listening since day one. Just a nice guy named Ron, who also lives in Glendale right by the Ralphs. So shout out to Ron. Nice to meet you.
Wow, that's a cool story. Thanks for sharing.
Ron, fuck you.
Thank you so much. That's so cool that you told us that. So she paid.
No, I refused and I left and I didn't get any sous vide egg bites from my family.
Where was your wallet? At home? It wasn't in your saddle bags home. On your bike? Okay.
It was at home. I didn't need to bring my wallet to the gym. So everything is online nowadays.
I've heard that. Okay, so the Apple Pay didn't work and you damn, you're a real man. You wouldn't take a handout from a woman. That's the kind of guy that you are. I see. That's funny.
I think of women as
equals, so I wouldn't have a problem with that personally, but that's interesting that you do.
I was like, that's very sweet, but I mean, I'm a stranger and she said, I just hope that somebody would do something like this for me one day. And
okay,
I
this said, is starting
I'm
to...
Not, I'm not the one, Ma. I'm not the one.
Yeah, you're not. You're like... This is sounding vaguely religious now, and it's turning me off a little bit.
I had to show her the Cartier band and said,
It's feeling a little religious now. Mm. When you get into when you start using the word, I hope someone would do this for me. That's loser talk.
And when she said that, she did do the little rosary thing on her chest and then point her finger up to the sky. Now that you say that, so yeah, it is kind of giving religios.
Were you able to? I know you're super busy being hungover and kind of preparing a dip, but did you have you listened to
the dip's done?
Have you listened to the new Kanye West Vultures album that people are talking about?
I mean, we listened to that leak a few months ago, a couple months ago. Yeah, I have not.
Okay,
it's only on Apple Music, and I don't really care that much. But no, I have not listened to it yet.
Okay, no, me neither. I mean, I'm not going to because I don't care. But I like that there's you know, he sampled a Black Sabbath song, and they like Sharon Osbourne wrote this like angry tweet, and then somebody was like, "Really, bro?" And there's a video of Ozzy Osbourne saying his biggest inspiration for his live show was Hitler.
Ozzy said it really made
me chuckle. Like, she was so on her high horse, like this whole her whole post was in all caps, and somebody's like, "Really, bitch? Like, what the fuck? Look at this."
Damn.
Really funny.
Don't come for the Osbournes. I mean, Ozzy in the 70s and 80s, you know, he did a lot of stuff that is bad, and if he wasn't suffering from dementia and Lou Gehrig's and whatever else he's got,
who cares?
He would know better and just keep his mouth shut, you know.
Well, it wasn't him, it's his manager and wife Sharon. That's the problem. That's why she was. What a great show, man. Honestly, what an amazing show.
And now all the Osbournes look insane.
Yeah, they do, they really do. Jack Osbourne looks like he's the guy who has like a black, you know, American flag sticker on his Tacoma vibe now. And then Kelly is just like weighs 40 pounds because she's like vegan.
Kelly looks insane.
And doesn't eat. But she married a vegan chef, I believe. But they might have gotten divorced. But it's cool because Jack.
That's why she's so snatched.
Jack married like a kind of emo. I believe he married a girl that was like around during the cartel era.
Jack said, don't sleep on emo pussy. Yeah, actually, speaking of of the Black American flag on the Toyota, there's this trainer at my gym who is sort of giving that like
yes,
he tries to hide it, and he has like a he like walks around the gym while he's training with a backpack on that has like all the little patches on it and the Velcro.
Oh yeah. Black. And this is the kind of guy that you want to go up to and be like, did you serve or not? Because if you didn't, this is a crime.
I agree. And he may have served. I don't know. I mean, he's a good trainer and he does well, but I'm just kind of like, you know, do you know how much racism you're serving right now? But anyway, he has this big, it's like a manly version of the Stanley mug.
Okay.
It's a manly Stanley.
A manly.
And it's like a big Stanley water bottle, but it kind of looks like a grenade, so it's metal. It's like a metal kind of canteen thing, but it's not like tall and long cylindrical. It's a little more stout. It kind of looks like if you've played Call of Duty and you have like a smoke grenade or like some kind of thing. It looks like a smoke grenade that like when you're going in to capture Osama, you would throw it in the building. And it, of course, is completely covered in its own tactical vest.
Dude, you're saying to me this fucking trainer who's making $30 a session spends his hard-earned money on not his landscaping at his apartment in Burbank, but on a tactical vest for his water bottle.
Well, okay. Well, there's a brand that makes it, and the brand, it's called Iron Infidel. I took a picture of it because I was loving it so much, but it's sort of like a Yossified Etsy Pinterest version of January 6th tactical.
Okay, so does this
school shooter?
Hold on, does this?
It's like a Yossified school shooter.
Does this school shooter vest? Does it allow him to attach the water bottle to his tactical backpack?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so it's not just like a barber for your dog when it rains. It has a purpose.
No. It like when I said it's tactical, it's tactical. There's definitely like a. You know when you see a guy at the airport and he has a little thing on his belt buckle with a knife in there, a little Velcro snap.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah.
There's definitely a place where you can like put a knife. There you could attach a thingy to a thingy.
Dude, imagine
it's all you know. Maybe you can put a banana clip in there. Who knows?
I was gonna say, imagine keeping a couple extra clips attached to your water bottle just in case shit goes down.
In case shit ring off while I'm hydrating.
I was on a hike and then somebody came at me and luckily I was ready.
I had to reload. Yeah,
that's really funny.
But yeah, you should look it up. Iron Infidel, and it just has this energy of, I don't know. It's so hard to place. But we have come so far in like the American. I don't know. Like because the American flag, when we were kids, it was like a cool symbol that we all loved and enjoyed and celebrated.
Hey! For some of us. These colors don't run, brother, and I don't want you to forget that.
I know. I'm still, look.
Okay.
America is not perfect, but name a country that is, you know?
Great point.
Love it or leave it. I like my country, not my government, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, but now it's considered a political symbol. If you have an American flag, it's sort of a subtle dog whistle to the fact that you are so patriotic that you might be
a
nationalist or whatever.
I think there are levels of it. I would agree with you.
You could tell. It's an energy. You could tell.
A regular American flag could still, you could get away with that. Any sort of edited, like black or, you know, obviously a Blue Lives Matter or a firefighter matter, any alternative flags are a red flag.
Biophile metal.
Can you imagine?
Well, like, the thing is, when we were kids, we never saw the black on black American
They didn't exist. It's also like the Punisher skull.
They didn't exist.
The Punisher skull just meant you were a nerd. It didn't mean that you participated in January 6th.
It means that it's Wednesday, your mommy was nice enough to take you to comic book store.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I mowed the lawn and I could use this money to buy the Punisher comic and it's so awesome. But I think it's a combination of we need to show that we are American, but also in this very kind of essentials, All Saints, sweatpants, minimal kind of way where I don't like a big flashy logo. I like a subtle kind of hit mixed with
something light.
We need to, something light.
Something white.
Something that I could wear from the office to cocktails or something like that. I could throw a blazer over it and it's totally fine. But also people feel the need to maybe disguise. They want to show their pride of the flag, but in a way that is a little more subtle. But I think it has more of a, I think it has a backfiring effect where you're like, if you really love America so much, why are you trying to hide it behind?
You're telling me, bro. That's exactly what I'm saying. So you love your country, but you're too much of a pussy to show it? That's not what our forefathers fought for, Jason. That just ain't it.
The black on black also sort of is giving, like, with the red, white, and blue American flag, it has a real love it or leave it start. You don't like it, I'm going to punch you in the face. And then the black one is a very, if you don't have white skin, I'm going to punch you in the face with an AR-15.
I think that there's levels to it. That's absolutely true.
It's like I'm going to beat you up if you disrespect my country. And then the black on black flag is like, I'm going to blow up your church if you disrespect my country.
And I honestly don't think a lot of the people, well, first of all, people that are most often the people wearing the black American flag aren't very bright. And I don't necessarily know if they even realize.
Sometimes the flag is Velcroed upside down. You know what exactly. I mean?
I mean, look, that could be like a symbol that we don't understand. Let's be careful.
Oh, it is. It is.
But I just think that they don't even. I honestly think they're just like, this looks cool. I don't even know if they all realize that it's a. Because there's that brand, there's a t-shirt brand, and it's got one printed on the sleeve. You know?
Yeah.
And I can't think of it. But that is like. I see that more in Southern California than anywhere else in the world.
That's right, brother. Yeah, there's the one, it's like called the line, and then there's the other one where it's like two old-timey guns, like 1800s era guns.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the one I'm talking about.
That's like the subtle dog whistle to let other people know that, like, I think America was better when we only had 11 states and slaves.
So you guys remember the Civil War, right? Well, you know, I don't think that should have happened. That's exactly what that is. That's really, really what it is.
A couple other interesting things. We were talking about emotional support dogs and
a lie. Sure, go ahead.
I was thinking. I'm always thinking of new jobs that Pitchfork writers can have now. I'm trying to be proactive for them. And I think that we need to have a sort of a scale where you have to be approved in sort of a next top model runway. You mentioned the dog show, a little bit of that, where right now they're handing out the emotional support animal certificates willy-nilly to anyone. Basically, you have $30 and an email address and you're certified kind of thing. And it's becoming an issue because some dogs are good and are necessary and some not so much. Like if I'm blind and I need my dog to guide me around, that isn't approved. But if you need your Pomeranian inside of your purse or else you're going to cry, then that is not approved. So I think we need to have a system where you have to go and people judge, you know, do a turn.
Emotional support animals are all a lie, though. That's the problem. It's all fake. Like no one, unless you are, obviously if you're blind or, you know, that's the only time that it's acceptable. No one that takes their dog on the plane needs their dog on the fucking plane. No one. It's just all fake.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, how much does it cost? Is it a couple $100?
I don't know. It can't be any more than that. But I was having a little bit of an edible thinking. I wasn't on an edible at the time, but I was like, have we reached the... Because people always talk about how like the dogs have trained... They've actually trained us kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people have the emotional support dogs now because they can't bear leaving their dog alone because their dog has trained the owner to never leave them alone. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right. You got to stop smoking, bro. No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's also like people like their pets too much. It's just loser behavior. It's like, that's not a,
but I'm wondering how, like, do I love my pet so much that I can't go to the grocery store without it, or I can't go to the fucking post office. I can't run a simple errand without bringing my dog.
Yes.
Is it that, or is it I can't bear leaving my dog alone because it's going to make my dog so sad?
I mean, it's both, obviously. It's all of the above, and that's why it's such a twisted combo and why pet owners are missing a chromosome. You know, that's the problem.
But the dog is the chromosome that completes us.
I mean, bro, when you see people, the amount of times that I in the public sphere will see somebody watching their dog on a camera on their phone.
That is
just like I'm glad that you don't take it to that level. You have some self-respect. But that is because I think that's billed as like, well, I just want to make sure he doesn't choke on anything or tear up the couch. That's not why you're doing it. You're doing it because you have nothing else going for you, and you need to do that to distract you from any other, you know, real life event.
It's a damn shame. And then I was also thinking about a interesting hypothetical situation. I want you to predict or guess how many months, and I don't think it's years, I think it's months, how far away we are from this scenario. You know, you see like a video or a photo shoot, and it shows all the people who have been hired, and you've complained about how we list.
Are you talking about the best team? Is that what you're talking about?
a little bit of that, but it's like when people have, you know, we want to make sure that everyone is included, and we have all types of people on everything and every job, and just because you're this doesn't mean you can't do that, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Just being more inclusive than the hotel in Cabo. How far out are we from a director being hired by Nike or Skims or whatever who's blind?
Oh, that's already happened, I'm sure.
Blind directors?
I'm sure that's happened. I am sure that has happened. In the last 3 to 4 years, there's no way that hasn't happened. I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't know about it, because they should have. If you're going to do that, let's get some visibility. No pun intended.
Visibility. Okay. Just how you work in the space. You're always image making. What is the process of a person who's never seen directing a video?
A piece of video content.
Does that work?
I think it's like you have your kind of consigliere that kind of is your eyes on set, but you're the one kind of creatively concepting, because it is, you know, dreamers don't have to see. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to see. Being a dreamer or being a creative or a content creator, I don't want to limit anyone from doing that and being able to express themselves creatively for a brand that uses sweatshops. I don't have any issue with that. And I think that that's already happened. And if it hasn't happened, hopefully it does now. Hopefully all you creative directors listening to this right now, think about who's directing your campaigns. Think about it and think about how we could maybe improve on that.
I don't know why it makes me laugh so much, because whenever I see a blind person, it makes me cry almost when I think about how difficult their life is, you know?
No, I agree. I absolutely feel more for a blind person than almost any other kind of issue someone has. Like I totally agree.
If I see a blind person who's happier than I am and enjoying their life more than I am, I'm crying.
Yeah, it's one of the worst. It's awful. But I think
crying tears of joy. It's beautiful. I love it.
No, I agree with you. I'm saying that the issue is tough. No, I agree with you. But I don't think, but regardless of how we feel about it, they shouldn't be limited to what they can do career-wise.
At a certain point, let's say Kanye West hires a deaf person to mix and master his album.
Mike Dean is not deaf. Would you rather have
a deaf person producing your album or Rick Rubin? It's a toss-up who's going to do more, you know what I mean?
Do we know that Rick Rubin can hear? We don't know that. We don't know that. He gave us the Beastie Boys. He could be absolutely deaf. There's no way we to know. There's no way to know. I've never met him, so I can't. I don't want to speculate.
I work on a series of vibrations that I feel. It's kind of. Have you seen the movie Tremors? It's like that.
I mean, that's literally something he would say. I mean, that's literally literally something he would say. I like this.
The frequencies I trade in are not audible by the human ear. If that makes any sense.
I wanted to tell you before we go that on this last episode of the Joe Budden podcast, a member of his staff wore the Apple Vision Pro for the entire episode.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I was...
Were they clowning him or her or them?
Not really, which is kind of weird.
Does Joe have any thems on the pod?
No.
Not a ton, right? Okay.
Definitely not. No. But okay. I was... The guy... Because it's, you know, it's like a... I didn't watch the video, but I heard them talking about it. And then a friend sent me the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks even worse than I thought. Like in an environment, like when you see all these videos, it's like, yeah, it's stupid. When you see a guy doing it, like podcasting, like this job is already lame enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, do you need to add an extra layer of dorkiness to something that's already inherently dorky?
Yeah, that's like when I saw somebody post a video of a guy at the Sphere watching watching the show while he's wearing the Vision Pros.
It's too good.
It's like putting a Tesla on top of a Tesla.
That's exactly what it is, and that, I don't think we're far away from that. I think there's somebody's going to kind of solder two cyber trucks together to make a super cyber truck, you know, a new strain of cyber truck. This is too much.
Yeah. And all over Glendale, people are going to be taking that to their homecoming, prom.
It's like when they made any car a fucking stretch limo.
Oh, there's a famous G-Wagon stretch limo in Glendale that only the most baller takes.
we need to take a ride in that.
I was actually just talking last night when I was reminded when we mentioned the G-Wagon about Philip Plein. I was telling the Philip Plein story to our friend when we were having dinner, Leah, about like, yeah, and I learned after dating a Russian chick that G-Wagons aren't good enough. You have to buy a Rolls Royce.
He was so sick.
And we're like, oh, this is a funny joke. And he was like, what do you mean? This is
My life, there's nothing funny. Philip Plein doesn't have a sense of humor, especially when it comes to his whip game.
Yeah.
All right, well, I am going to go meet Kobe for a little catch-up before I settle in to the couch for the big game. And I want to wish you a happy Super Bowl. I want you to enjoy your...
have a blessed game day.
Have your home-cooked delicacies that you're going to enjoy. And I won't even be cracking a non-alcoholic brewski, you know? I'm keeping it straight water tonight.
I'll be having probably some liquid IV...
Mm-hmm.
As well as some non-alcoholic Xanaxes.
Mm-hmm. A non-alcoholic Xanax is a nice treat for you. That's a nice treat.
And
for
then,
you.
You know, but only after I earned it, after doing three sets of 15 iron necks, whatever they are.
Of course,
I haven't read the instruction manual
whatever
yet.
That means. HowLongGone.com, there's some merch still available. A few things are left. Go check that out.
Yeah, thanks to everyone for buying them. We'll probably do more hoodies soon. I have a new hat that I just designed as well. That should be cool. And we'll probably maybe do some more keychains because those sold out super quick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do some more game day keychains soon. Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys for listening. We're back next week with more podcasts, and we will talk to you soon.